Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. She's had a busy week, and the week continues. We're so glad she's here. It's Ann Swerdfeger from Stratford Festival with opening week. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
My goodness, Ann, you've had a busy week.
Yes, and we're only halfway through.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll talk about what's happening tonight and for the rest of the week, but first off, opening night last Monday. The rain, for the most part, held off for the festivities outside.
It did hold off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the rainiest or the closest to rainy that I have ever seen opening night that I recall anyway. But we managed it. Nobody had to sit in their chair in a soaking wet formal attire.
Yeah, certainly for all the photos and all the fun. But my goodness, I was there for opening night and 12th night. What a performance.
Oh, wasn't it wonderful? We had such a fun evening. Everyone, the audience was so engaged. The actors were really on fire, and it was a great show.
And then the following night, my gosh, Something Rotten.
Yeah, have you ever been in a theater for a night like that?
Wow, Something Rotten. This is without a doubt. I mean, the preview audiences have raved about it, but this is going to be the hit of the season for sure.
It really is. When you get two standing ovations in the middle of the show, and then a third one at the end, you know you've got something really special. Thank you to Donna Fior and to that amazing cast led by Mark Ewer and Henry Firmston and Dan Shamaroy and Olivia Brisbane Sinclair and Star Domingue. Wow.
Yeah, when you're
a show.
Yeah, what a show.
We had so much fun. And it's one of those, you know, you don't know what's going on. And I have refused to tell my husband anything about the musical because it's new.
Yeah.
No one knows what it's about. And there are so many jokes. And I have been quietly repeating the jokes in my head rather than telling him, so I didn't ruin a thing.
Yeah, fabulous.
And he had a ball. Everyone I know who was there was just having the time of their lives. So get your tickets, go see Something Rotten, and join in the fun.
Absolutely. And more shows opening this week. It was Cymbeline last night at Tom Patterson.
Beautiful opening of Cymbeline last night at the Tom Patterson Theater. And you know, one of Shakespeare's more rarely produced plays, and it was really wonderful. A lot of people complain that it's hard to follow, but Estrogen has directed a very clear and very evocative, beautiful production of Cymbeline. And then tomorrow, we go back to the Tom Patterson Theater for tomorrow. It's today.
It's today. That's right.
Today we go back to the Tom Patterson Theater for the opening of Hedda Gabler, starring Sarah Topham. It's going to be a wonderful show as well. And then actually tomorrow, Friday night, we have the opening at the Avon of La Cage aux Folles, our second musical, also fantastic. Going to have a lot of fun there tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, the opening of Romeo and Juliet back at the Festival Theater, starring Vanessa Sears, Jonathan Mason, directed by Sam White. Beautiful show. So, as I said, we're only halfway through. What a busy week this is.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Hedda Gabler tonight. Tomorrow it's La Cage. And Anne, I know you have been raving in terms of big reviews for La Cage aux Folles in terms of just the costumes alone for this show.
Yeah. Takes place on the French Riviera in the late 70s, and it's at a nightclub called La Cage aux Folles where there are drag performers, and they are called the Cagels, and they are Albin, one of the main characters, has a character called Zaza. And so Zaza and the six Cagels do incredible performances in the most wonderful costumes created in our beautiful wardrobe that you've ever seen, designed by David Beckler.
And I think we should mention the opening night, course, on Monday for 12th night. But I don't know, the opening night for La Cage aux Folles could be quite a contender, should we say?
Yes, I hope so. We're having a number of drag queens and drag performers come from Toronto and around the area to do the red carpet. So I'm hoping we're going to have some fun. And I'm thinking that it's going to not be raining. I'm again touching a little wood like I did on Monday with you to hope that we have a beautiful, clear night.
That should be great at the Avon Theater for this coming Friday. And again, a reminder, of course, that Romeo and Juliet also opens on Saturday. What a week. And Anne, I just think it's wonderful, of course, to have the Stratford Festival back for another amazing season. But just great to see the crowds out. Great to see the folks out.
Oh, you know, so many people have said that to me. And especially on Monday night, they were enjoying the play so much and talking about how nice it is to be with people again. And, you know, we did get back into it last year and even a bit in 2022 and a tiny, tiny, tiny bit in 2021 with the Canopy performances. But I don't know about you, Jamie, but this year, 2024, has been the year where I've got back to really trying to stretch that social muscle again, get out there and do things. You know, we took a couple of trips to New York to see Son Johnny in his shows there, and traveling felt like a brand new thing to do. And my energy levels soared after trying to get back to normal. So I think people are really feeling that this year. Like, okay, I have been inside watching TV since March of 2020. Let's try and remember what life is like.
Yeah.
And if you want that experience, boy, go see Something Rotten and sit in that theater and have a couple of standing ovations. And then remember how much you love Shakespeare and get to those shows. It really is good for you.
Yeah, it's what live theater is all about. It's making those connections and feeling that connection with Stratford Festival. Opening week continues. Hedda Gabler tonight at Tom Patterson Theater. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger. And I know you've had such a busy week. Thank you so much for your time. And, of course, all the sneak peeks and all the behind-the-scenes look. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I think my voice might sound a little bit croaky because I haven't had a tremendous amount of sleep this week.
No.
It's been worth it.
And all the laughing out loud at shows like Something Rotten.
Exactly. And talking to all the friends and colleagues during the intermissions and before the shows, it's really wonderful. As you said, it's great to be back into this experience of live theater in a real and meaningful way.
Anne Swerdfeger with StratfordFestival.ca. We'll talk again next week, Anne.
Yes. I can't wait.